you know, to emerge. There are some issues there. There might be some guys that have a little replant issue depending on their populations, what they have right now. But overall, I say we have a great start. And from a friend who's down at the state track meet in Charleston, he gave a little crop update, and it sounds like we're in a pretty good area here. So there's a lot of issues down there. He only saw one, I think, bean field that had emerged down that way, I think from Champaign to all the way to Charleston. So that's kind of crazy, you know, being that far south. You would think they'd warm up a little faster and get in, but I know they've been hit with a lot tougher weather.
Yeah. How'd your stuff go in? Pretty good?
It did, yeah. I have no complaints.
Good, good, good. How's things with you, Carol?
Good. It's starting to get busy. We got a lot of things coming up in June.
I see that. You handed me a sheet. It's almost a full sheet of stuff coming up. And that's just in June alone.
Yes. Our first event will be with you folks, the Halfway Freezing for Food. We're going to do that on June 2nd from 9 to 11. And we just encourage everybody to come out and help with that project. It's a really good project.
So. It is a very neat thing. It's fun to be a part of. For one, we try to make it as enjoyable as possible. And for the folks that come, and you guys are always so gracious to come and help out. And it's just a neat thing anyway. It's a needed thing. It's a much needed thing.
It is. And we enjoy helping out. So then on the 4th, we have a tractor drive. The Maple City Antique Tractor Association does a tractor drive. And they donate all the proceeds to our Ag in the Classroom program and our scholarship program. So that will be, they're going to start down at the Henderson County Fairgrounds. Registration's at 8 o'clock. And then they're going to travel to Seton to eat lunch and then back to Stronghurst.
So. Oh, very cool. So
just Sean on that.
Yeah. No shit. I'd be all over the place. I like to drive. I'm
Russell
a driver.
Could,
but
Russell could hook you
Russell
up.
Russell Stewart's in charge of it, and he could find you a tractor.
Nice. Nice. Now, that's just kind of like a parade or kind of a go from town to town thing?
Just a drive on the country roads. People that love to drive tractors.
Russell's talked to me about it. I'd like to do it. It's just that date's always my son's birthday. So I think here in a couple of years, though, he'll want to go do that for his birthday.
Yeah,
so.
That's very true.
Right
when
he gets older,
that's very
so
possible.
That'll be a everyone I've talked to has a great time on that. So
is that anything from like antiques all the way up to new stuff, or is it mostly antique tractors?
No, anything. Okay. That as long as they can go road speed, they're welcome to come. So they can call me or they can call Russell Stewart.
You might get a be given a hard time if you bring one with air conditioning.
You're going to catch some grief for that one.
There has been a couple of those, though.
Some even with just like the awning-type cover probably catches some grief.
I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm just saying you're going to catch some grief if you do.
Just be prepared.
Yes.
And then June 7th down at the Henderson County Courthouse, we're going to have a farmland assessment meeting. Brenda Matherly from the Illinois Farm Bureau is going to come out and answer any questions that farmland owners might have because their property taxes is going to increase in Henderson County because of the new assessment laws. So, and then Jared, I'll let you talk about the next one.
June 8th is a program we're having with Monsanto. It's from 9 to noon, and pretty much what it is for women, mothers that want to learn more about food production, kind of where their food comes from, and we'll have a video kind of on what planting is that we did this spring with the Illinois Farm Bureau. It's really just, I would say, more of an informal, just kind of gathering of ask questions, you know, and kind of get questions spurred in their minds as something maybe they wouldn't think of, you know, on a regular basis. But at the same time, when they see it, all of a sudden they have questions. We just want to be there to answer them and just explain stuff because, as we've said before, we don't have anything to hide. So we're always open, you know, for people to come. And, you know, it's amazing that the hardest part we have is getting people to come, you know, to these things and stuff. Right. There's so many questions, but so we're trying to do it this time, you know, during the week on this. And kids are welcome to come, you know, with their parents.
We're going to have Anna Damos, our ag education coordinator, there to do activities with the kids. If they come, they'll have a little room all to themselves.
So we're trying to make that, you know, an easier thing, too, so that it's like, well, you don't have to find a babysitter and things. And so we're trying that during the week. And I know, you know, some people that work during the week wouldn't be able to attend. So we'll see kind of the feedback we get and maybe try a different date at another time. But Monsanto's been great to work with on this. I mean, they're always open. Mm-hmm. For tours, and they couldn't be easier, you know, to make this happen. Yes. So looking forward to it. We've got about six coming for sure now, and hopefully get another, I don't know, four or five. We'll see what happens.
I think that's a part of our ag in the field that we've been running throughout the mornings here. I think we're gonna. I think I might be the one heading out with maybe Sarah Horner. I think maybe heading out to the program that day.
Oh,
so
good.
That's part
that'd
of our
great.
In the field.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be great. Well, I'm looking forward to doing the in the air one too.
So. I'm not looking forward to
being. I told him I wouldn't join him for that one.
I'll drive anything. I'm I like to drive. On the ground. Anything off the ground, I'm not real.
I'm excited. I talked to Rex, and yeah, we'll get something lined up here soon.
Sweet. I know Vanessa's excited about it.
Then June 14th and 15th, we have our Summer Ag Institute, and that's a couple of days where we take area teachers on tours to show them different agricultural things. So we've got about 30 teachers. There's several counties, so it's not just all teachers from Warren and Henderson, but we've got about 30 teachers signed up right now, so I'm looking forward to that. And then June 20th is our board meeting, just a regular board meeting. On the 21st, we have Steve Johnson. He's going to do a marketing seminar over at Knox Agri Center. He comes twice a year, and he's just awesome to listen to, and he usually provides a lot of good information. It's usually a packed house, so that will be at 7 p.m. on the 21st. So if anybody's interested, they can contact us or the Knox County Farm Bureau. And then on the 22nd and 23rd, we have a defensive driving course.
This is probably the course I need to take because I'm a very offensive driver. Maybe I need to show up for this one.
Yeah, you might want to be defensive.
right.
And anybody from 55 and over might get a discount on their insurance. So anybody's welcome that has a valid driver's license. But if you're 55 and over, you might get a break on your insurance after
taking
that. Are
there any simulators or anything?
Are you teaching this one, Jared? Are you teaching the defensive driving course?
I'd like to.
We'll have him as an example of what not to do.
There you go. Right. The video I could make for sure.
I'll let you take the last one.
The 28th, we have our annual meeting for the Warren Henderson Farm Bureau, and that's at 5:30 p.m. at St. Pat's Patrick Center near Raritan. It's a nice time. I mean, the FFA students are going to come from the surrounding schools and give a little presentation on what they, you know, have
been
doing.
We're looking forward to
that. I've told Carolus many times, and the FFA I was involved in over by Peoria was not anything like what it is over here. And I've told her, it's very interesting. It gives you faith, you know, in the future when you leave, because it's amazing how well-spoken these kids are and how invested they are. Yeah. It's a night and day difference. I guess I feel like I can see it from the outside looking in. It's,
sure.
Yeah, it's amazing.
We
so,
have so many FFA kids that come in here during FFA week, and like you said, they are so well-spoken. Well, we've got Madison Ballard that's kind of interning them this summer.
Yep.
One of those perfect FFA well-spoken students.
Exactly. Yeah, so I mean, it's even if you're not diehard into agriculture, it's just a great organization to be a part of for the future of doing that. I mean, interviews, and it's a night and day when we do interviews on stuff. So I'm looking forward to that, and then we're also taking donations for the live silent auction still for that event, and that goes to the Ag Education
and Scholarship Program.
Scholarship Program.
It's one of our biggest fundraiser events that we hold during that time. So,
And then there'll be hopefully all 10 scholarship recipients will be there that we can kind of recognize at the event too. So, like I said, it's a nice event. We don't try to keep you there, but it's a great meal too.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Like Tri-County Cattlemen.
Yeah, they're doing the steaks. And
then at St. Pat's, all the ladies do the desserts on the side. So it's delicious.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Making me hungry right now.
Worth
Thanks
coming
a lot.
Out for.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Even if I'm talking, it's still worth it. So
Jared does a good job.
It's usually less than.
Don't let him fool you.
It's 5 to 10.
I know he does. You get so nervous when he comes in and he does a fantastic job every time. So I don't know why.
And then July 1st, we're trying something new. We've never done this before, but West Central FS invited us to be part of a biodiesel and ethanol promotion down at the Fast Stop in Stronghurst. So from 11 to 1, they're going to be selling fuel at a discounted price and serving hot dogs and chips and soda. And then Farm Bureau people are going to be pumping gas and washing windshields. So.
Ooh.
She had me at free hot dogs.
Then I hit him with the pumping gas and windshields.
Pump gas.
Well, yeah,
like,
by the way. Yeah,
that only takes one hand.
That's right. I told him you could have more than one hot dog.
Or is that a full tank you want to eat? A hot dog in your mouth. I was just at the Stronghurst Fast Stop before a ball game about 2 weeks ago. A nice little place. I like that little place.
Yeah, it is.
But no, and like I said, on the June 8th thing, I mean, we're still looking for people to attend. So, I mean, if anyone out there is interested, just please contact the Farm Bureau and just let them know that you're interested, and we'll get in touch with more information. But like I said, it's not some big lecture. You know what I mean? It's more of a Q&A of we'll kind of give you a little bit to kind of get your mind going on, you know, what we do, and then you can start asking questions because we found that out. I've always used the example of my sister-in-law. You know, I see her every Sunday at my in-laws, and she never asked me questions about it. And we were at one of these mom's groups, and she had a lot of questions. I'm like, why don't you ask me this? And she's like, well, I don't think of it. That makes sense. That makes sense, because it's like, why would you think of it, you know, when we're just talking about other things? Right. So I just, it's a nice time to, you know, get those questions out and come up with questions that maybe you didn't know you had until that event. So
the Farm Bureau number, 309-734-9401.
Correct. Yep.
Or email WHFB at WHFarmBureau.org.
That's right.
Anything else going on? You guys need to get out to the folks today? Got any big out-of-state trips you're going on? Because I know you go to a lot of conventions and stuff like that. But
no.
Nothing on the horizon.
At the end of July. So
Got a little bit of a break there.
Yeah, we're good to go, I think.
Nice.
All right. So just hopefully get some good weather here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're getting some rain. Like I say, it's much needed, which I'm still just learning this whole ag thing. I thought, well, they don't need any rain now. They still got crops going in.
Right.
But they're mostly in, from what I've heard, some beans and stuff. But
yeah. Well, it just depends. Like I said, that Mother's Day weekend, there's some issues possibly. But we got some rain right after, so that can sometimes form a crust if it was planted in less than marginal conditions, or there was something that, you know, just soil type can be such a big difference. So it's just, it's amazing how much the weather affects things like that. You think, oh, it's in the ground, a rain's good, and it's like, well, too hard to rain. You know, it's one of those.
It's always,
it can't always be perfect.
But I mean, it is.
You do what you can with the cards you're dealt. So.
All right. Guys, thanks for coming in. We'll catch up with you next month. And holy cow, I don't know when you're going to have time to sleep. You got stuff going on about every day. So. Good luck with that. Should be a lot of fun, especially that program on June 8th. Again, I think that's part of our Ag in the Field, so we might have some representatives out there. I think I might be one of them. So, it does, you know, I'm right there with the women. I can learn whatever I need to learn, so I'll pick up something that day for sure. All right, guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Jared Kunkel and Carol Rickus with the Warren Henderson Farm Bureau here on the 1330 FM 94.1 WREM Morning Show.